floor.
Thank you. I speak today in the context of India. It is with dismay that we state that the Indian justice system has become a challenge for inclusion and equality. It has passed laws that grant citizenship based on religion, anti-conversion laws that prevent freedom to practice religion of one's choice, laws against slaughter of animals, particular animals like the cow, purely based on selective religious preferences. In 1992, a 400-year-old historic mosque called the Babri Masjid was demolished by Hindutva mobs. 30 years later, in 2019, the Supreme Court of India acquitted all accused and permitted construction of a Hindu temple over its rubble. Today, this has went on to enable Hindutva forces to raise similar claims over other mosques across the country. The result is a clear exclusion of and unequal treatment of minority communities. Muslims consume meat that is prepared according to their religious practice, commonly known to the world as halal meat, which in Arabic simply means permissible meat. This is similar to the Jews having the label kosher or the label of vegetarian for Hindus. Few weeks back, India's largest state, Uttar Pradesh, with 40 million Muslim population, banned all meat and food products that has this label halal. These exclusionary laws are not characteristics of global leadership and not helpful for a country that aspires to earn a seat on the UN Security Council. We seek intervention of the Council to appoint special rapporteur or establish an independent commission to monitor and report on these human rights violations in India. And we call upon the Indian government to be inclusive.